I grew up on the East Coast, and I went to college at St. Mary's College of Maryland, and then I transferred to Colorado, and then I made my way back to Baltimore. And I really wanted to study more environmental policy and science-based topics. And Evergreen really had, I think, one of the more unique graduate programs in terms of combining that policy and science and looking at, you know, natural capitalism, so to speak, or how we can consider our environmental landscape in terms of economics. And I felt like that was a really unique lens that a lot of graduate programs didn't offer. So I applied for, it was one of a couple of programs that I applied for, but I got accepted and I was really excited. And I really also wanted to be out on the West Coast, even though my family was all back east. So that was really what brought me to Evergreen. And I knew little about Evergreen when I made the decision to come. It was after I got here that I started hearing people's unique comments related to Evergreen, and certain types of categorizations of people who go to Evergreen are like X or Y. So, well, Evergreen certainly had some unique courses, and more outside of the graduate program. I felt like the graduate program topics were more mainstream, which was fine with me because that's what I wanted. But, you know, while I was there, I got to get graduate-level hydrology coursework in by rafting down the Colorado River of the Grand Canyon. So it was one of the opportunities that we had actually to integrate more with the undergraduate students there, because the course was offered to both graduate and undergraduate. And as a graduate student, we had to do different things and focus on different things and write, you know, a paper and use statistics in a different way. So I think our experience ultimately academically was different. But the reality was that for 17 days, we rafted down the full length of the Grand Canyon in wooden dory boats. And it was, you know, it was really the most noteworthy trip of my life to date, to be honest. So there was a lot of fun on that trip, and it was very unique, unlike no other, to be sure. And then, you know, another interesting class that I got to take with undergraduate students, again, we had to take a different lens on it, but it was Alternatives and Resistance to Neoliberalism course, which really considered, again, we were looking at the environmental lens and how capitalism in general, how those things don't align, and what were the impact on communities in terms of health disparities and health impacts across the globe. And that was something very unique, I think only happens at institutions like Evergreen, and the ability to be able to integrate a graduate lens in some of those more unique undergraduate courses, I felt was really cool. So that was a fun thing to experience as well. One of the things that I, you know, impressed me, in addition to the area of study that I wanted to focus on, is I feel like Evergreen really focused, in terms of interest in its student body, it was less traditional in terms of looking at the whole person to see what they could bring to their academic community, as opposed to, oh, they were on this many teams or they got these kinds of scores on their tests. I think they really were interested in looking a little more across the scope of things that you've done, your experiences that brought you where you were, your academic record, sure. References were really important. You know, they looked at everything, but it felt like they looked at it in a different lens than some of the other schools. And I feel that there was a little bit more, our class, at least for the graduate program, was really relatively small. And the teachers were very interested in learning more about what your interests were on a one-to-one basis. So we had a lot of time to work with the professors individually. And then also we had seminar groups with small groups of kids where we got to discuss ideas more broadly, that I feel was probably a little bit different than some of your larger graduate program universities. So I feel it was a good mix, and I was happy with that. Evergreen offers a lot of really cool opportunities to make your own way. And so I think, you know, ideally as an Evergreen student, it's good to be really driven in terms of figuring out, what do I want to do? What do I want out of this experience? And how do I want to make that happen? Because I feel like you can make anything happen at Evergreen in terms of what you want to study, how you want to do it, who you want to study it with. I think the students that'll succeed there the best are ones that feel really good about realizing that they're in the driver's seat to figure that out. Nobody's going to give you your education there. You have to take it. So I think it's really a different structure, I would say, than most traditional colleges or universities. In terms of if interested in the graduate program, I think it's important to know that the graduate program primarily suits the needs of professionals that are already working. And so what I mean by that is a lot of courses are in the evening. There are full-time students like myself during that time, but those were more limited. And so in terms of, you know, moving to a new area, meeting a new group of students, getting integrated into a new community, it was different than if you go to a university where everybody is a full-time graduate student and they're working all at the same time on, you know, tons of courses and getting their research underway. It's a different approach. And so I didn't know that there was going to be as much just separation from the normal, regular, evergreen day. I mean, I knew courses were in the evening, but so I think, you know, students that are driven to find their own way and figure it out can have some really exciting programs at Evergreen. I think if you're less driven, you could get a little lost in the waves of Evergreen and, you know, have a little bit of a harder time figuring out where you ultimately want to get to and how you got to get there.